This is Ali Farokmanesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFK.
Just 18 minutes after the hour, welcome back into The Hull Show, powered by Chevron. We are live and on location here at Clearwater Products at 2021 First Avenue in Greeley. It's their customer appreciation barbecue. We got burgers, we got hot dogs, we got chances to win amazing prizes. A lot of people out here taking us up on that, on those free burgers, free lunch for you. Joining us now, we're talking all things Colorado State basketball with the legend himself, Steve Ivey, with Ram Nation. Steve, my man, how's life?
Brady, I'm doing great. It's a beautiful Friday afternoon. What a way to wrap up the most incredible weather week we could possibly get in October. It has been awesome.
It has been, man. I mean, it's just perfect weather here. I think it's going to change next week, Steve. So enjoy the weekend, my friend. Take advantage of all that nice weather.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think we should take credit for the good weather. And Cody, the weather guy, he's the one that's responsible for all that bad stuff.
He does have control of it, I've heard. He has control of it. So it's his doing, man. When we get to, but it's also his fault when it's bad weather, too.
Yep.
Hey, okay, so I want to learn more about this team as we get set. Season's right around the corner. November 6th, they go Colorado State going up against Louisiana Tech. But you had a chance to watch this team in action with a scrimmage last week against each other right before the big football game, the epic comeback and all of that. So really curious to kind of get your thoughts on, you know, is the picture becoming a bit more clear as far as who the starting what the starting lineup's going to look like?
I think very much so. I think a lot of stuff was solidified. The scrimmage was basically a series of three 10-minute games. I won't get into the details of how the scoring was done or how it ended, but, you know, they split into basically green and gold squads, and they did rotate people off of either team. The only person who was consistent was Isaiah Stevens, who played with the green team the whole time, and the green team did win all three games, so not a surprise with Isaiah leading the way. But the very first set of five that went out with the green team was, I think, if you were to start the season last Saturday, I think that would have been the starting lineup with Pat Cartier, Joel Scott, Neek Clifford, Josiah Strong, and Isaiah Stevens. So they did some rotation. Obviously, there's other people who I think are still in the mix, mostly Jalen Lake, I think, for the Josiah Strong spot. But those are the top six, and I think regardless of who starts, I think you're going to get 25 minutes minimum out of those six players.
It'll be, man, it just feels like this is going to be a deep team, Steve. I mean, it just feels like no matter who starts, there are going to be some other guys that could come in and really affect a basketball game. But I want to talk to you, you know, more specifically about Neek Clifford. I'm really excited to see what he can bring. Obviously an interesting story, being a Colorado guy, being a Colorado Buff, now here at Colorado State. It just seems like, man, if he can, because he had games last year, and maybe it was kind of toward the end of the season where it just seemed like he was really starting to develop as a much better player, a better scorer, too.
Yeah, you know, if you look at where he's come from, he was a top 100 high school recruit 4 years ago. CSU was on him, and he's a very, very skilled, gifted player. He showed to me, I saw more in the scrimmage than I saw in the practices that I've attended. He's really starting to fit in and grasp what CSU is trying to do on both ends of the floor. He's a very much a plus defender, can defend. He's, you know, very athletic at 6'6 and about 200 pounds, but looks like he plays like he's about 6'8, 6'10. He can guard multiple positions. I've seen closeouts in practice where he comes from nowhere to block shots. So you're looking at a guy really athletic on the defensive end. I was really impressed on the offensive side. He did not force anything, but, you know, just you saw all kinds of ability to score at all three levels, nailing a three ball, nailing a turnaround jump shot, getting to the rim on an out-of-bounds play, and getting fouled and making free throws. And very comfortable. Nothing was forced. Sometimes guys who are new in a program who think they need to stand out, maybe try and force things a little bit. It was all very natural, so he's really starting to fit in. The other thing I need to mention is his passing ability. I had talked to Neat the first time I met him, and he always thought he was he didn't get a chance to show his passing skills, and he showed that in the scrimmage, bringing the ball up court in transition, penetrating into the paint, finding people in the corner for easy threes, wide open threes after forcing the defense to collapse. So you're looking at a guy who I think is going to fit very, very comfortably into what CSU is trying to do.
Steve Ivey joining us. Steve does his blog, his written stuff at Ram Nation. If you want that in-depth look on all things Colorado State, man, that's definitely the spot to go. I'm excited about a lot of guys on this team, Steve. You mentioned, you know, we talked about the lineup earlier, but a guy like Patrick Cartier, man, it feels like he could really have. He was good last year, but feels like maybe he could have an explosive season. Now that you're getting guys healthy, taking some of that pressure off, he could be a big time player for Colorado State this upcoming season.
Yeah, Pat ended up averaging about 12 points a game. Started a little slowly. Actually started off the bench and then moved into a starting role. And over the course of the season, he improved defensively. His offensive skills are really unsurpassed in terms of clever post moves. When he gets in the paint, he will score with left hand, right hand. You know, he's very much he's not an above the rim player. He's an old school post player, but he will kill you. Shooting, he shot about 70% last year on his twos. He basically was one of the nation's leaders in terms of 2-point percentage, but he also is a wonderful fit in the as the big man in the five position for Nico, because he can step out and shoot threes, and he's a 40% 3-point shooter as well, so he can help stretch the floor. He's got a very, very good understanding of what he needs to do on both the offensive and defensive sides after being in the program for a year. So I would agree. I think we can see him take a step forward this year.
Steve Ivey joining us on our First Advantage Hotline. Season's right around the corner, man. November 6th going up against Louisiana Tech. What are your expectations for this team, Steve? Like, realistically, how far do you think Colorado State should go this season?
I think they're a candidate. I won't say a lock to make it to the NCAA tournament. I think a lot of things have to go well for them. They've got the schedule out of conference and obviously within the Mountain West to build a resume to qualify for an at-large bid for the NCAA tournament. Right now, I would say it's probably an NIT-level team with a leaning toward NCAA eligibility. I think the key, you know, we know about Isaiah and Pat coming back. You think of the three new players that transferred in, plus the return of a fourth player, Josiah Strong. I think if they're going to make the NCAAs, all four of those guys, Nick Clifford, Joel Scott, Javante Johnson, and Josiah Strong, all need to hit very strongly this year. I think right now it's pretty safe. We can count on Clifford and Scott and Strong. I think we need Javante Johnson to really get locked in here, and he can be a great help in terms of coming off the bench from what I'm seeing. Great three-point shooter, a lot of starts in the Mountain West, and he's a very, very good athlete. And if they can get him linked in, and all of a sudden you look like you got eight or nine guys that can really go at it. I think this team, it's not just the depth, it's the skill that goes within that, the depth of the program.
And then, Steve, you know, you get this Colorado State team back to dance, you know, March Madness, and we can have that fun conversation of, will Nico Medved stick around? I always love that. You go from, you know, you're just hoping to be a good team last year, now let's see, because that's good. That's how it is right now. Let me ask you that, Steve. Assuming CSU gets back to March Madness, maybe they just have a great season, not quite to March Madness, whatever. Do you really see a guy like Nico Medved being here for the long haul, being almost the basketball version of Sonny Lubick?
You know, I hope so. I love Nico. I think he's a real treasure to have around as a head coach, but you know, that's the one topic I will never discuss. I get pretty friendly with the CSU coaches, but it's the one thing I will never talk to them about because I think that's a little too personal. That's their call. I do think there's a chance he is willing to stay. and stay a while. His wife Erica loves Fort Collins. He's got kids that are growing up here, and he's very much a family guy. And I think he's looked at the kinds of things that have gone on in the Mountain West with coaches like Steve Fisher, Brian Dutcher, who he's good friends with in San Diego, who have had opportunities to move on. And they've stayed and they've built things. And I think Nico is very much interested in building something special here. And so is there a chance he'll leave? Obviously there is, because he's a high-quality coach, and people like him are always going to be in demand. He's a tremendous program builder. But fingers are crossed. I honestly think there's a good chance he'll be here for a little longer.
Yeah, and I'm one of those guys, Steve. You know me. I'm a worrier. I'm always looking. I'm always looking at the potential negative that could come from it. But I don't know. It does seem like he really does love it. And if you get to a day like today, October 20th, and it's just this gorgeous. And, he's out at the Harmony Club last week just loving that place. And I know he's a member there and all that stuff, man. So the other thing is you look at his assistants, great assistants. But a guy like Ali for Okmanesh, man, I mean, that's another one. Anytime you talk, Steve, to some of those key players, both past and present, but like a guy like David Roddy and Isaiah Stevens, they'll tell you the same thing, that they just absolutely loved. It's not that they don't love Nico, but they always make sure to drop in an extra line about Ali for Okmanesh.
Yeah, and I would be interested to know, and again, I won't have conversations like this, but, from my perspective, the way I see it, I think Ali is the heir apparent if Nico were to leave. Ali is tremendous mind. He's a great recruiter. His family is really bought into Fort Collins as well. He has wife Mal and his kids. His mom and dad live in Fort Collins to be close to the grandkids. And so it's a real family affair with the Farouk Maneshes. And I would hope he'd be the heir apparent. Of course, the other thing is if he gets a head coach offer somewhere, is he going to be willing to stick around? And so, all those things are up in the air. Like I said, I think he's an heir apparent, but I'm hoping Nico stays here a while.
Yeah. Well, I think it's going to be a great season. I really do. I'm excited to see what this group looks like. And, of course, Isaiah Stevens, man. What more can you say about this guy, Steve? He's going to be, or maybe he already is, a CSU legend. No matter what his career holds for him, the future holds for him, he's already there, one of the great players, one of the greatest players of all time surrounding Colorado State.
Yeah, I've threatened on my in my blog and on my podcast, I'm going to be all over trying to hang his jersey in the rafters as his career comes to an end on senior night. He will be the all-time leading scorer. He will be the all-time leading assist guy at CSU. He will end up being the all-time leading assist guy in the Mountain West and most likely the second leading scorer all time. And so I don't like to wait, and I'm going to get real antsy. I may even come up with some merchandise, Brady, do some hang four in the rafters t-shirts and get people to start wearing them, because I would really love to see that. I don't want to wait 20 years. I'm not sure if I have that long. I don't want to wait 20 years to honor a guy that I think should be honored immediately.
I'm with you. It's a gut feeling. If you know you're going to do it at some point anyway, let's just do it. Let's honor these guys so they can enjoy that. But you let me know. You get that merchandise done, Steve. Hook me up, man. You got to help me out.
Yeah, we're going to try, baby.
Steve, my man. Hey, what do you have for us that we can check out at Ram Nation? Absolutely love your work. I love the podcast. I know that's a new feature you're adding, but also what your write-ups each and every week.
So I'm going to work on I'm not sure if I'm going to write it yet. I probably will, but definitely do a podcast. I'm going to try and do podcasts every Monday morning, release them every Monday morning. They're on Spotify under Crackers College Hoops. And to do a preview of the non-conference schedule, and just to give you a little bit of an idea how it'll be structured. I may go through it chronologically, but we'll be looking at the resume building opportunities, the landmines, and then the cupcakes over the course of the non-conference schedule. And there are a lot of great resume building opportunities. I'll also see if I can sneak some information out of the closed door secret scrimmage with Minnesota in Moby Arena tomorrow, and see if I hear anything that I can talk about. I'll share that in the podcast as well. But obviously, I don't get the ability to see it with my own eyes and have to sneak in, like I said, little birdies. I said that on my podcast. Get a little birdie to fly in the following week they have a secret scrimmage in Oregon. Hopefully, I'll be able to report on that. I've already got a duck decoy ready to go up there with a camera attached. So we'll see what we can do there to reveal that. But most of what I'll do will be talking about the non-conference schedule on Monday in the podcast, and then the following week I'll probably do a little bit of a Mountain West Conference preview. The Mountain West looks very, very strong this year. There should be six teams that would be very competitive at the top of the league, any of which whom, if things click, could be NCAA at-large level teams. So I'll be doing that over the next few weeks.
I love it, my man. In-depth coverage you can't get anywhere else when it comes to CSU basketball. Steve, my man, appreciate you, and we'll look to catch up with you next week.
Brady, have a good weekend. Hopefully you're not drowning your sorrows too much after missing out on the Mr. Thursday night call yesterday. Am I correct? You missed?
I did miss. New Orleans needs to get an offensive line, Steve. That's all I'm going to say. They need to figure it out. And Carr doesn't look right. I don't know. It was a bad pick. I just thought with the knee injury with Trevor Lawrence that, you know, you would see this team find a way to get a win. But, yeah, there you go. You win some, you lose most, at least in my case, Steve.
Yeah,
Steve, we'll talk to you next.
You bet. Hey, Brady, thanks for having me on. We'll talk next Friday, and go Rams.
Go Rams, my friend. Appreciate it. Look, we got a lot of our insiders have been, you know, go Bears, go Rams. That's good. I absolutely love it. That was Steve Ivey with Ram Nation. Always love catching up with him and talking Colorado State. 12:35 the time. We got a brand new sponsor of the show, True Safety Services. And we're going to talk to Apollonia here in just a minute about her new business, or her business, and her partnership here, of course, with us at KFK. Live and on location today at Clearwater Products at 2021 First Avenue here in Greeley. Come out, get a burger, get a hot dog, get something. We'll be right back. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.